I'm pleased to be joined now by author Sherry Lapina. Sherry, I heard that you might actually live local to our area. Is that true?
I am local to your neighborhood. We live outside of Roseneath on a farm.
Oh, okay.
So more Colebrook than Port Hope, but definitely the area.
Have you lived in the area a long time?
No. We bought the farm about 8 years ago, but we've been renovating it ever since. So we only moved in about 2 years ago this fall.
Okay.
Love it out there.
Yeah, so, well, I guess first off, like I said, you're coming to the Port Hope Public Library next week. Just your thoughts on that, and you must enjoy those types of appearances?
Oh, very much. So the event is at the Port Hope Library on Queen Street next Thursday night, August 24th at 6:30 p.m., open to everyone. Furby Books will be there. I will be interviewed by, I think, someone from Furby Books, and I'll just talk about the book and my writing and take questions and sign books. And I do a lot of these events. I just did a whole bunch of them in the United States and a whole tour in England, and they're fun.
Yeah, what do you enjoy about them?
You know, because writers spend a lot of time at home at their desk, you know, wrestling with their books. So it's nice when the book is done and you get to go out and actually see people. So I actually like doing the in-person things and meeting the readers. And I enjoy festivals where I get to meet other readers and also other writers as well. So it's sort of it's a strange career. You spend a lot of time alone and then you spend a lot of time full on social. So it suits me because I kind of like both. I'm kind of an extrovert, but I kind of also like my time to myself. I like my quiet time for writing. So it's a good balance for me.
Tell me a little bit about your new book. What do you want people to know?
So it's called Everyone Here is Lying. It's been on the number one in the Canadian bestseller list. I think this is the third week. It's a really twisty thriller, very fast paced, about a little 9-year-old girl who goes missing and a police investigation they begin, first of all, to look at the family, the father in particular, and then the investigation spreads out among other people who live on the same street who may or may not know something about the disappearance of this little girl. And they all have something to hide, and so everyone is lying, and some people are making stuff up, and some people are keeping things quiet, and it's a very fun sort of twisty whodunit with a thriller aspect where we just really want to know what's happened to Avery and get her back safe.
Do a lot of your books follow like a similar theme like that?
Well, they're all page turners. They're all books that, you know, I like to think they're hard to put down. Some of them they're all crime novels, but you know, the common thread they have is that they're all they go sort of deeply into the viewpoints of all the different characters affected by the crime. So they're quite emotional, psychological thrillers as opposed to action thrillers. And the tension comes not from violence per se, but more from the anticipation and the fear and the anxiety of the various characters. So they're called domestic suspense because they tend to, you know, involve families and neighbors and people who know each other well. And I like to look at those close relationships because they can be very, very interesting and very fraught. So that's where I like to look at my subjects. I do have police detectives in them. They do help to solve the crime, and their function really is to raise the stakes and put everybody under a microscope and create incredible tension for the people in the book. But I focus more on the characters other than the police detectives. They're not police procedurals. They're more psychological thrillers.
Yeah, that's interesting. Where does your, I guess, inspiration come to write that way?
You know what? I don't know. I think I love suspense, and I love mystery novels, and I love crime writing, and I love thrillers. I think I focused on this sort of domestic psychological suspense area because that's what really intrigues me. I find psychology and how people interact with each other and how they lie and try to get away with things very interesting. So I tend to not deal with, you know, crimes like drug dealers and so on. I tend to deal with families who are covering up something they're ashamed of, or, you know, people who know each other, things that could almost happen to anyone. Just, you know, you're one bad decision away from being in the situation that some of these people are in. So yeah, so I guess my sort of take on things is, you know, if you've got secrets, if someone on your street goes missing or is murdered, you're not going to be able to keep those secrets for much longer. And everyone starts to unravel in this book because of that.
Are any of your books connected, or are they all completely separate?
They're all standalones.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what's it like when you're writing a book to develop the, you know, key characters in the book?
Well, I'm one of those writers who doesn't really plan or outline anything. So in terms of developing the plot and the characters, it just kind of happens day by day as I sit down and I follow the story and I take my characters and I put them in a difficult situation where there's lots of conflict and I just watch them reveal who they are. You know, I watch them make their bad decisions and their actions drive the plot, and then something happens in the plot which affects someone else, and then they react to that, and it's all very organic how it works. But yeah, I don't know where it's going when I start, or even in the middle. I don't really know how it's going to end until I get there.
Excellent. Well, that's great, Sherry. Best of luck with the book and the talk at Poor Hope Library next week. Thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you very much. And I just have to say how much I love Northumberland County. I'm so glad we moved out there.
For Northumberland 89.7 FM, I'm Jeff Gard.